JM the AM, good morning. It is a Tuesday morning broadcast, day number 438, that our brothers and sisters have been held hostage by the enemy. A couple of weeks ago, I saw Nitzana Darshan Leitner, who is president of Shurat HaDin, speak at a conference. I said, we got to get her on the air. She is referred to as an Israeli activist attorney. Nitzana Darshan Leitner has been leading the legal fight against Israel's enemies in the courts worldwide. She and her colleagues pioneered the strategy of combating terror financing, the anti-Israel boycott campaigns, BDS, and the multitude of lawfare threats against the Jewish state by its enemies using civil lawsuits. As the president of Shurat HaDin, the Israel Law Center, she's represented hundreds of terror victims in legal actions against terrorist organizations and their supporters, and has won hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation on their behalf. Nitzana Darshan Leitner, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nahum. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
How many years are you doing this? When was this founded, the Shurat HaDin organization?
This is actually for over 20 years now. We started as private lawyers in the beginning of the Intifada in the year of 2000. And after filing a bunch of lawsuits privately against Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Palestinian Authority, realizing the money is the oxygen to terrorism, and if we can choke off the flow of the terrorism, perhaps we can choke off the flow of the terrorism. If you choke off the flow of the money,
right,
we can go after the terrorism. We were approached by a secret unit in the Mossad called UN, led by Mayor Dagan, that asked us to increase our activity utilizing evidence that they accumulated during their operations. And then we established Shurat HaDin. So we're doing it like for more than 20 years.
I have to assume that this is unprecedented, right? Before you guys came around, let's just take the history of the state of Israel. We know how much Jews have been targets of violence and terror attacks for thousands of years, but let's just say during the time of Medinat Yisrael, until you guys came around, there was no such thing as using a legal system or a civil court, let's put it that way, a civil court to win any type of compensation, to see the other party be found guilty of damages, etc. That did not exist before you existed. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. The idea of bringing lawsuits on behalf of terror victims was pioneered by us. In the end of the first Intifada, coming into the second Intifada, realizing that somebody has to pay that. You know, so many years after the Holocaust, you cannot kill a Jew and go without pay. And the Jewish blood has a very high price. Since we all knew that the Palestinian Authority is the one that's running the Intifada, that it's not a grassroots operation, as everybody claims, and there is a way to stop it if you just choke off their money, we decided to file lawsuits against the terror organizations and their financial patrons.
I mean, when you think of the context of Jewish history, you know, if someone would have said they're bringing a lawsuit against those responsible for the pogrom that ruined their family, the authorities would laugh at you. Mm-hmm. But this is another not symbolic, but another practical sense of how important Medinat Yisrael, the state of Israel, is to us. Now that there is a state behind your efforts, you're able to do this, which is pretty remarkable. By the way, the defendants in these cases, in these civil actions, have included Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the PLO, the PA, Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, Egypt, North Korea, and many others. Is it relatively, I don't want to say simple, but is there a system in place because of your relationship with the Mossad and other Israeli authorities to find out reliably and relatively quickly who is responsible for a specific act of terror?
Listen, we usually know that behind Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah are standing Syria, North Korea, and Iran. The problem is to prove that the specific terror attack was done by Hamas or by Islamic Jihad. Hezbollah, it's not a problem. The shooting rockets, you can notify this is the only organization in the north. But right. in the south, there are quite many. And this is where you need to use intelligence coming either from the security services or coming from our experts. The another venue is going after the banks that provide the organization with financial services. And here you also need inside information. How do you know what is the bank account of Hamas or Islamic Jihad or Hezbollah? Understanding that they are not opening accounts on their names, they're utilizing other people, organizations, charity foundations, you name it, hiding behind people. So you have to track the flow of the money, and this is where you sometimes use the help from our for armed security services.
Nitzana Darshan Leitner is with us. We're talking about the fight against terrorism in the courts, the legal battle that Shurat HaDin, the Israel Law Center, leads. So it sounds like you have a pretty good record. Before this conversation, I was wondering if there's ever any resolution in these cases. It sounds like there are plenty of times where there's been a resolution, and that's obviously something that, you know, I'm sure you take a great pride in. But I'm wondering, as you talk about the difficulty in tracking the finances behind these terror attacks and the bank accounts, is there a good record, a good percentage in these victories that do lead to some type of financial victory as well?
100%. Of course, we are able to get judgments for billions of dollars and collect some of them on behalf of the victims, meaning terror victims receive money. We force the Palestinian Authority to pay money, not willingly. After she's losing cases, she's not coming and pay, but we put liens on the treasury money, on the tax money that Israel collects for her on a monthly basis. And we're able to collect hundreds of millions of shekels from this office that belongs to the Palestinian Authority. We forced Iran to get rid of a lot of buildings and bank accounts and assets after she lost cases. We enforce their own judgment against this asset, selling them, and the money goes to the terror victims. Banks selling these cases out of court, hundreds of millions of dollars they pay to the terror victims. Yes, so for your question, definitely they resolve with money that goes to the terror victims.
Amazing. By the way, folks, if you want to check it out, Nitzana wrote a book that was published in 2017 entitled Harpoon, Inside the Covert War Against Terrorism's Money. And Harpoon is not just a book, right? It's a movement. It's a part of your efforts. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's a secret unit in the Mossad, led by the legendary head of the Mossad, Meir Dagan, right, that also saw that money is the oxygen to terrorism, and he constitutes this unit from representing from all over, from the Shabak and the Mossad and the defense ministry and the military and the intelligence. But they had only one goal: to follow the money, to trace the terror financing, to target this money, to kill this money. And they approached us and say, perhaps they can collaborate with us, because in the course of their operations, they accumulated so many evidence and so many documents that actually prove how the money is winding up in the hands of the terror organization, that it's a shame not to use it in court, and offered us to utilize this information. And this is what we were doing since then.
How large of a team do you have?
We have 6 lawyers working in Israel and work with a lot of co-counsels around the world.
And what's today? You woke up on a Tuesday morning. What's today's case? What's today's initiative? What is it that you would that you're knee deep in at this point that you'd love to see a resolution?
So I'll tell you, Nahum, since October 7th, we were engaged with a lot of lawsuits, major lawsuits, in order to choke off the life of Hamas. The goal of this war is declared by the Israeli government is to destroy Hamas, but we cannot do it without destroying their financial infrastructure.
Wow.
Hamas, even if they kill all the terrorists and even the IDF destroy all their arsenal, Hamas remains as an idea. And not too long until terrorists from Judea and Samaria or from abroad that belong to the Hamas movement will go crawl back into Gaza and rebuild it again. So we are going after the money of Hamas. We sue the Palestinian Authority that gives $1 billion a year to Hamas. We sue the Qatari Charity Foundation for giving hundreds of millions of dollars to the Hamas charities in Gaza. We go after the cryptocurrency companies. We sue Binance, the exchange of the cryptocurrencies, for providing a platform for crowdsourcing campaign that Hamas launched after the October 7 attack to raise funds. We're going after the Red Cross. We sued them in court for not helping the hostages. We sued UNRWA for participating in the massacre and helping Hamas in the war. This is all going on in order to destroy Hamas completely. So I'm quite busy in addition.
That I know. I was just curious what's on today's agenda. And we mentioned earlier it's day number 438 for our brothers and sisters being held captive by the enemy. And you just alluded to it, but I'd like a more direct answer just for the purposes of information. Are there direct groups or direct organizations that can be sued, you know, legally sued on the assumption that they are terrorizing and just on the fact that they've kidnapped Israeli civilians?
Other organizations I don't know of, but I'll tell you something very interesting that we're doing in this course. You know, Hamas and Islamic Jihad were the one who kidnapped the hostages. But every organization that helps them is responsible, is liable for these atrocities. So, for instance, SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine. You know, it's far-reach, but Students for Justice in Palestine is an organization that provides services to the Hamas organization. They spread their propaganda. They do PR for them. They sharing the same goals as Hamas. They are intimidating and terrorizing Jewish students. And this is something that puts them at the same line as Hamas for violating the Anti-Terrorism Act. The Anti-Terrorism Act prohibits any organization in the United States to aid and abet a designated terror organization, to provide any sort of services to a terror organization. And if you do so, if you do violate the Anti-Terrorism Act, you find liable for the same acts of Hamas. And this is why we filed a lawsuit on behalf of the victims of October 7 against Students for Justice in Palestine. And you know what? We're going to do the same thing against Al Jazeera, because Al Jazeera is providing media services, not only media services, they are helping, aiding and abetting Hamas in a sense that nobody does and Hamas cannot do without. Accompanies terrorists in the massacre, going and revealing the accurate place where they are launching the missiles and dropping the missiles, where they are hiding in their houses. There are a slew of acts that Al Jazeera reporters are committing that are literally assisting Hamas terrorists. And therefore, Al Jazeera is responsible for the atrocities that Hamas is committing, and they are being sued.
Yeah, don't have to convince us. Is it worthwhile or does it pay to go after Arab civilians that are aiding and abetting these groups when it comes to the hostages?
Ultimately, perhaps, but it's very, very hard, because even if you sue this individual, first of all, I don't know if they will remain alive after the found as keeping hostages, the IDF are not going to let them go.
Well, I'm thinking about specific hostages that were either discovered or the Israelis knew were being housed by quote unquote Arab civilians.
They killed them. They're not remain alive. This whoever is keeping hostages in their house is not going to remain. But or they are, captured and given and brought back into the Israeli land to put on trial and serve their sentence. But if you find this and going after them, it's a little bit no cause because they live in Gaza. I don't know if they have any assets. Right. And even if you have a judgment against them, I don't know how you can enforce it, given the fact that the houses are in Gaza. You're not going to go and
yeah.
their house.
I was just wondering if it might strike fear in the Arab civilians if that would happen, but I guess not. Is the American government cooperative with you?
Not really the current one. Hopefully the new one. The UNRWA is a goal to shut down, and I believe Trump administration will collaborate with us on this. The we sued the State Department to defund UNRWA. We came and say that United States is the largest funder of UNRWA, and they have to stop funding them because UNRWA equals Hamas. They went and did it only indeed for 1 year. They refused to do it for the future years. I think Trump will not tolerate any acts like this by UNRWA and will shut it down once and for all. Other cases in the United States, if we ask the State Department's involvement, I hope that this time they will stand to the side of the victims. And in any case that the court is neither their statement of interest, they will come and allow the victims to continue the case because in the end, the goal is to really bankrupt the terror organization. The goal is really to choke off the money of the terror organization. Without money, they cannot do anything. They will not survive.
Nitzana Darshan Leitner is doing amazing work, as you hear, fighting against Israel's enemies in the courts around the world. If you want to support the incredible efforts of the Israel Law Center, go to israellawcenter.org. There's a way to directly support them, and we encourage people to feature Nitzana in discussions on this side of the world and anywhere, and lectures when it comes to this topic. There's no greater authority. Go to israellawcenter.org, Shurat HaDin, and again, you can support the cause and get behind their efforts at that website as well, israellawcenter.org. All I could say is kol hakavod. It's what you're doing is remarkable. It's unprecedented, frankly, as we discussed. And it seems that you continue to make progress every single day. So you should be very proud of that. And I thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nitzana Darshan Leitner with Shurat HaDin, the Israel Law Center, israellawcenter.org. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, in the beloved NSN app.